Well, Syria's foreign ministry has filed an official complaint about the Israeli attack that targeted a Syrian military research center in the capital Damascus a day earlier. The ministry also summoned the leader of the UN Disengagement Observer Force, Major General Iqbal Singh Sinha. The ministry also accuses Israel of violating the Charter of Disengagement. The Syrian military says that Israel carried out an airstrike on its territory. Word of the attack was presented on Syrian national television.
The Israeli planes attacked a scientific research center, thus blatantly violating Syrian airspace. It is now clear for the entire world that Israel is the motor, the beneficiary, and the executor of the terrorist acts against Syria and its supporting people.
Two people were killed and five reported injured in the attack. The Syrian government is blasting the Israeli attack as a flagrant intervention of Syrian airspace, accusing Israel of being behind terrorist acts committed in Syria. The claim by the Syrian army has so far not been verified, though. The Israeli side has not commented on the incident at all. The Israeli attack on the Syrian side has the potential to create a significant diplomatic situation, as Iran has said that it will treat any Israeli attack on Syria as an attack on itself. The Israeli Foreign Ministry has strongly condemned the airstrike, saying that Israel is seeking to create insecurity and instability in the region. Iran has asked the UN chief Ban Ki-moon to adopt effective measures against the Israeli move.